probably being an idiot. Finn hadn't followed him, and there was no one else on the island, except for Finn's new girlfriend, Elaine, and Frank's own fiancée, Margie. Margie hated exploring anything. She would be sunning by the house on the one little spit of beach the island offered. And Finn and Elaine were still in bed. They spent a lot of time there. There were bound to be creatures in the cave, rats at the very least. That was probably it. Rodents notwithstanding, it was all so amazing. Just minutes ago, he had been standing on the highest point of the island, looking around. He could see the panorama of the great skyscrapers of New York City off in the distance, modern man's great pyramids to the sky, reaching almost to the heavens above. Now, he was deep in the earth. The day was hidden. It was pitch dark, except for the narrow stream of light from his lantern. Above, the day was a field of sunlight and blue. Little-known Douglas Island was a tiny bit of granite and poor earth and dirt, out in the water, far from the maddening crowd, the bustle of ants. Close enough, but the mainland was obtainable only by boat. It was like an afterthought or a crumb left over when the continents split and shifted. And it belonged to Finn's dad, Jamie Douglas. A room. He felt another surge of excitement. Just beyond the archway and the sunken-in wall, there was an open space, a tunnel leading down to treasure. He was certain. Frank inched forward, army crawling on his belly. Of course, Jamie Douglas had no idea that his son and Frank were out on the island. To him, it was a dangerous place where pranksters came to die. And that was because of myth and legend, Frank thought. Superstition. There were so many stories about the island. Frank didn't really know or understand them all. But the biggest rumor to include the island was about the Ark of the Covenant, that fabulous box crafted from wood and covered in gold, created to hold the commandments and whatever else. The Ark had begun life in ancient Hebrew times in the Middle East, and supposedly, according to the top scholars, the Ark was still somewhere hidden deep within a tunnel where a temple had been. The Israelis didn't allow people to mess with it because it was now a Muslim holy place. However, legend also had it that the Ark had been seized by some unbelievers in a battle, then had been rescued by the Knights Templar, moved to a church in Scotland, and then, supposedly, brought over to the New World when the Vikings visited North America, long before Columbus sailed the ocean blue. There had been rumors throughout modern history that it had been secreted on a Canadian spot of earth, Oak Island. Some even said that the Patriots had stolen it from Redcoats during the American Revolution, or that it had been hidden when the Confederate general slash professor had sent spies to find it. But recently, a scholar by the name of John Smith had written an article that suggested Oak Island as the landing spot for the Ark was wrong from the get-go, that it had in fact been brought to Douglas Island by Scottish Vikings, descendants of Templars. It was a small article about that rumor that had gotten Finn going. Finn didn't want to look for treasure. Finn was a businessman. He wanted to build a world-class resort. The island was rumored to be cursed, but what self-respecting island wasn't? Finn saw dollar signs. He was a good guy, a hard worker. Frank saw dollar signs too, just differently. Frank didn't believe in curses or legends. He didn't even believe the Ark existed. Religious artifacts were not his thing. Although, as far as curses went, he'd admit that through time, many people had died here. It could be a rough world. Indigenous tribes had perished. Pirates had perished. Settlers had perished. All that death was something he shouldn't be thinking about as he once again heard a weird shuffling sound down the cavern from somewhere near the entrance. Squirrels, rats, creepy crawlies. There were all kinds of creatures that might make those noises. But the only people on the island right now were him and Finn, and their significant others. Finn had gotten the old 17th century house wired and set with private electricity and water. But the contractors who had done that work were long gone, and more workers weren't due out until tomorrow.